So you become a tight end or you're in an offense?
I just think it was another really good team win. You know, I just told these guys that, you know, all three phases are contributing, and you can't say enough about how our defense is playing. I thought the offense moved the ball really well. I think it's really good to end, no matter what the score was, to end the game with the ball like we did. I think that four-minute offense at the end was really a good drive by the players and by George. And then special teams has really come up big for us throughout these, you know, these four wins in a row. So, you know, the deal is this, though, guys. I mean, it's on to the next. You know, it's a very, very difficult Buffalo team that we face next, and a very, very, very tough opponent.
Bill, when you went out this offseason, you brought Brian Hoyer in, and you've obviously known him for a while now. Is this what you envisioned in running your offense, especially the efficiency of his game today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I knew bringing him in, I knew he knew our offense. I knew he was a great guy. I really enjoyed coaching him when I coached him in New England. I knew he was an accurate guy. I knew the ball came out fairly quick. I knew he was smart. So, you know, I think it was something where, you know, you move to a new city, everything's a little bit new. Everybody had to get used to the new surroundings. And look, in the end, what he's doing for us right now, it has to continue. That's the key. You know, we can't turn it over. We've got to get us into the right play. We've got to do a good job of coaching him, and he has to be able to take that to the field and be kind of a coach on the field, which is what he's doing right now. Yeah, Griff, you know, I've thought about this a lot. You know, Griff, unlucky, got the injury, you know, but before that, he had been really coming on strong. End of last year, OTAs, training camp. And so it was unfortunate that he was hurt, and it's good to have him back. He's an athletic guy. He's a tough guy. He's got good hands. He's a good route runner. He can get open versus man-to-man coverage and not just zone coverage, and that makes him a really, you know, good weapon for us.
What about the improvement?
Yeah, CJ's worked hard. CJ's a very hard worker, you know, comes from a great college program where that was instilled in him, has an idea of what our expectations are here of the tight end position, and I think he's really tried to get better every single day, and that's why he's really kind of enjoying, you know, playing pretty well right now.
You said that you guys haven't lost your confidence. You didn't lose your confidence all season, but this is kind of how you finished last year in terms of maybe that swagger to where it's the defense, it's the offense. I mean, it seems like this team –
Yeah, I think we got to be careful with that, though, Brian. I think this is a tough league, you know, and I think that you have to understand how you got to this point, and you got here through hard work. You know, a great work ethic, really, on the practice field. You know, these guys have really practiced hard. They've put in a lot of extra time in the film room. They've gone out there on the practice field. We've had a good rhythm to practice, and that's been really important. We've had competitive practices. Our leadership has done well, and that has to continue. If you think about your swagger or whatever you guys want to call it, like that's when you get beat. So you have to keep understanding how you're in this position, and that's because of the work that you're putting in, and you got to do it again this week.
Two touchdowns in 18 quarters. Your defense.
Yeah, I think it's a credit, obviously, to the players. You know, the players have really understood what we're trying to do on defense. They've practiced very hard to get it right. I think it's a credit to the defensive coaching staff led by Romeo that he's been able to put these guys in positions to make plays and really mixed it up and kind of been what we want as a game plan type defense. And I think it's a credit to those two groups of guys, especially the players, though. The players have really risen up and you know, gotten back to a position now where they're playing really good defense. And again, like I said to Brian, it's got to continue.
What worked so well those first two drives? When you went 14-0, I think Hoyer started 13-13. You established it for the run, but it seemed like whether it's game plan or just the overall decision, you guys were able to do pretty much what you wanted to in those first two drives.
Yeah, I think the issue there was, you're right, I think we had a pretty good beginning of the game. We really stressed that throughout the week, but then that second quarter wasn't very good. And I think in order for us to really be where we want to be as a team, that type of quarter has to get better. You know, we have to be more consistent. You know, we have to be a team that can be an offense that sustains, that can sustain that level of play through four quarters. I would say, you know, probably 75% of the time we did sustain that, but that 25%, we've got to get that to where it's more consistent, and then you'll see a really good offense. And I think our guys, again, I give our offense a lot of credit. We're very hard on our offense. You know, we have high expectations for them, and I think there's probably days they walk in here and they're not real thrilled to see me or Gotsi, but, you know, they go to work, and they've gotten better every single day, and I think that's a credit to the players.
Bill, you go back to
guy. What kind of influence did he have early in the season when you guys were struggling a little bit? How did he kind of keep things going to where you are today?
Romeo has coached a very long time. Romeo's a five-time Super Bowl champion as an assistant coach. He's seen it all. He's been a head coach. He's a very patient guy. He's a very positive guy. He's a very bright guy. Players have a lot of respect for him. He's won three Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator. I think he knows how to win. And he understands that every team is a little bit different. And I think he's done a good job, along with the whole staff. You know, everybody's contributed to really putting our guys in positions to try to take advantage of the skills that they have. And I think that's a credit to him. And then again, I think a lot of the credit has to go to the players for going out there and being able to play the way they're playing. I think that's a real credit to the players.
Do the players, defensive players, feed off the line? Is it contagious?
I think you probably have to ask them. But, you know, he's a big part of what we do, John. I mean, obviously. I mean, the guy's a great player. He's got just a great motor, skill set. He can change a game on any play. And I think when he gets the crowd going and he makes a sack or he bats a ball or, you know, he does something, he lifts our team. But I think there's other guys that do that too. I think when Brian Cushing really thuds a guy up and tackles a guy hard in the running game, I think when Vince really stones somebody on the inside, Bernardrick McKinney, you know, you see that our safeties are playing better. Jonathan Joseph, nobody talks about him enough. I mean, this guy's playing at a really high level. He actually called out the fourth down play. He knew that from his experience in the league, he knew that that was the play that was coming. He knew it. And I think everybody deserves credit on that defense, but obviously JJ's a big part of it. Well, I think, you know, I think in this league, when you go against these great quarterbacks, the only chance you have is to mix it up. You know, if you stay in the same coverage down after down, you're going to get burned. I don't care how good your secondary is. And so I think the credit goes to the players to be able to understand the different coverages that we use. We probably used about 7 to 8 different coverages in the game when you think about third down, red area, first and second down, 2 minute at the end of the half. So the players did a really good job of understanding that and communicating with each other how each coverage related to what they were seeing formationally, and give credit to those guys.
Speaking of changing it up in those first two offensive drives, you guys had completion to 5 receivers, by the end of the game, 9 receivers. It's got to help this thing with Hoyer and the offense to be able to spread it around as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part of the game plan because we knew that, you know, this is a great coaching staff over there in New Orleans, you know, and we knew that they were probably going to try to double Hopkins. You know, that was – you know, obviously we target Hopkins quite a bit. And so the other guys had to make plays versus man coverage. And whether it was Nate Washington, Cecil Shorts, Ryan Griffin, the backs, you know, checking it down to Grimes, and thought Alfred Blue had a nice game. Chris Polk did a good job in his role. C.J. Fedorowicz. So, yeah, it was important to keep spreading it around. Credit again to the players. The players have done a great job of really working hard in practice. I give credit to going back to pads, being in padded practices once a week, which is what we're allowed to do. Those have been tough practices, and I think that's carried over to the field, that they've been able to block better and they've been able to stop the run better, tackle better, take on blocks better, get their pads down in the running game, run people over. You know, I think that's a credit to the players, but it's also something that we've really stressed on Wednesday or Thursday whenever we choose to go in pads. Yeah, I think the key was at the beginning of the game, we stopped them, and then they punted to us, and then we went down and scored. So it was complimentary in the fact that we stopped them, they punted, Mumpf got a pretty good return, and then we took that pretty decent field position and scored. That's complimentary football, and I think we actually did it a couple times today. A couple times we didn't. After Kareem's interception, you know, we don't get any points there. That's something we got to be more consistent with. You know, kind of like you're pointing out, if we can really understand that complimentary football for 60 minutes, you know, we'll be in a good position here week to week. But it's been better than it was, that's for sure.
Bill, it seemed like the 2014 draft class got to a slow start. Now you've got Clowney starting, we're playing a lot, Suavilo starting, Fedorowicz. Does it feel like that's kind of the blueprint coming together after a year and a half?
I think that people, you know, whatever they say about slow starts for rookies, I think everybody has to remember that in 2011, this league changed a lot with the new CBA. And I think it was really difficult for young players to come into this league and be able to play right away unless they were, like, extremely talented. Like an extremely talented receiver or quarterback maybe or, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, the closer you play to the ball on the offensive or defensive line, it's really difficult. It's a totally different game than college football. And the fact that you can't work with these guys as much as you used to be able to, that's a hindrance to the development of younger players. And so I think that's been a big point that I think we all have to understand. I'm only a second-year head coach, but I think the more we keep talking about this, if we want to see a great product on the field, we have to be allowed to work with our younger players more.
Are you aware that they have scored a touchdown and hired kicked back game second longest?
Am I aware of that? No, I don't. I wasn't aware of that.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think, again, I have a lot of respect for them. Sean Payton is a coach that I've looked up to for a long time. I've known him for a while. He's a great football coach. Drew Brees, great quarterback. And I think our defense is playing at a really good level right now. But again, John, it's like, you know, 155 quarter, that's great, but like Buffalo's on the horizon here, and we better not rest on our laurels.
You ran the ball, you control it for 36-something. How much does that have to do with the defense?
A lot. You know, their ability to get off the field on third down. Their ability. One of the things that I thought we did a really good job on defense today was when they were ran it. I don't know how many we had, but we had a lot of tackles for loss. I would say we had at least three or four tackles for loss. And that put them in long yardage situations, which helped our third down, our ability to get off the field. So that's the complementary football that we're talking about. Yeah, I think that's for you. You know, Jerome, like I always say, that's for you guys to judge that. I think the key, I really believe this. In this league, if you start thinking about ridiculous levels that you're playing at, you're going to get beat. And I think every week is different. And so it was a great team win. Our defense is playing really well. I give a lot of credit to our players. I just really enjoy watching those guys play on defense. But again, we've got to come in here on Wednesday, and we've got to be ready to turn the page to Buffalo. That's been the key, because if you think about the levels that you're playing at and 155 quarters and this, that, and the other, and you forget about what's on the horizon in Orchard Park, New York, I've been there. That's not an easy place to play. You're going to be in for a wake-up call. So I think our players have to understand how they got here, and that was by, you know, again, 16 one-game seasons. And now we're on to the last, you know, whatever it is, five now. And we've got to really understand that, really concentrate on Buffalo. That's a credit to, yeah, both those positions. It's been great to get those guys back. You know, they were both injured. Kareem had a really good game today, I thought, and JD's getting back from injury, and I thought he was explosive today and made some plays. But the fact that we could, you know, really sustain a level of success on defense with the corner position the way it was, and, you know, guys like Whitney Mercilus and John Simon, that's a credit to those players that, you know, while those guys were out, we were still playing good defense. That has to continue. Everybody's got to keep playing their role and playing their job, doing their job really well.